Then the guy, and I'm sitting over there sweating. I'm squirming in my chair. I'm going, he needs my help. he needs my help. I should say something to help him. This is bad. I gotta help him. I gotta say something. And the guy finally says, I'll take it. Hell happened this there. Jerry doesn't say a word. He's a deaf mute all of a sudden. He just reaches into his drawer, pulls out the order form, and go, spell your last name. And he just takes the order down. And I'm thinking, that was unbelievable. That's really what it is. So when I call up this person who just got your wish is your command, I call them because I want to know, did they listen to it? Have they finished it? If they did, I want to know what they think. I'm trying to find out if they have any interest in getting more information about Jen. But the way I want to find that out is simply saying, hey, did you have a chance to finish the program? I'm calling to see if you had a chance to finish the program. Yeah, great, what do you think? Well, you know, I thought it was interesting, and it's kind of like similar to The Secret, but I really liked it. I mean, I thought it was laid out pretty well, and you know, the materials was really good. Actually, really, I felt good about it, and yeah, I kind of liked it. That doesn't tell me if he's interested in learning more about Jin, correct? Okay, so now I have to have asked another question. Did you get to the CD about the Global Information Network invitation? Yeah. What do you think? Folks, these aren't hard phrases to commit to memory. Most of them are, what do you think? Well, I found it pretty interesting. That doesn't tell me a lot. I have to ask another question. Did you go to the globalinformationnetwork.com website? Yeah. What do you think? Well, I found it pretty interesting. Did you watch the video? Yeah. Well, what do you think? Well, I thought it was pretty interesting. Now I have to ask another question. Now watch how tough this is. Now listen to it first, because it's a very long, long, long question. You have to write this down perfectly. You have to get this exactly right. Okay? So here's what the question is at this point. Do you have any interest? Yeah. Okay, now at that point, when you find out he has interest, what do you do at that point? I just found out if he had, remember my objective. My objective, he got your wishes, your command with the letter. I'm now calling him. My objective is to find out, number one, did he listen to the series? And number two, does he have any interest in the Global Information Network? I found out my answer. Yes, he listened to the series, and yes, he has interest. If he has interest, My next thing to do is set up a meeting appointment. Set up an appointment to meet with him so that I can talk to him about Jin and try to get him into Jin. That's the next step. Listen, pay attention, very important. It is not to explain Jin on the phone. It is not to try to get him to join on the phone. That's not the objective. It's to set up an appointment so that I can explain to him Jin. Now, the person is either local where I can meet in person, or the person is far away where I can't meet in person. So there are two different ways to handle this. If the person is local, then you want to set up a meeting to meet with them one-on-one. And that meeting should be in their house, ideally. It could be at a Denny's, it could be at a hotel lobby. It could be at a restaurant. It can't be at a bar.